We just started reading the final sefer of Chamisha Chumash Torah, Chumash Devarim, most commonly referred to as Mishnah Torah. And the Torah starts off, Eilu Devarim, these are the final words, Ashadib and Moshe, which Moshe spoke, El Kol Yisrael, to everyone in Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu is approaching the end of his life. He had faithfully led Klal Yisrael out of Eretz Mitzrayim. He was a devoted leader for 40 years. He delivered the Aseres HaDibros, and he taught the nation Hashem's will for them. He guided them. He defended them. He was everything to Klal Yisrael. He was their Rebbe. He was their father. And now, the time had arrived when he had to bid farewell. But not a simple farewell that Moshe Rabbeinu had to deliver. The nation had now arrived at their last stop in the Midbar. The Torah tells us they were in Arvas Moav. They're ready to enter Eretz Yisrael. This is the land that Hashem had promised to give them. This is the land that Hashem had promised Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov he would give their children. And now Moshe Rabbeinu is concerned, how will this people manage without him? He knows everything that they had been through, so he finds it necessary to summarize all that the nation had been through with him till this point, and to leave them with instructions how to proceed in the future. Now till this point, everything Moshe Rabbeinu had said to Klal Yisrael, everything he wrote was mipi agvura. Whatever Hashem told him to say, he said. Whatever Hashem told him to do, he did. But now Chazal teach us that mipi atzmai omron, Moshe Rabbeinu spoke his heart. He spoke the words that he felt was most important to relate to Klal Yisrael. It was a review of Klal Yisrael's history till this point. Since most of Klal Yisrael at the present time were not from the Yotz of Mitzrayim, as we have studied in the past, so this was for the most part a new generation, a new door. And Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to make sure that he could unite the entire nation with one final message, El Kol Yisrael, in order to ensure that they would avoid the past errors and that they would know clearly what Hashem expects from them in the future, now that they would be inhabitants of Eretz Yisrael, the holy land that they were all waiting for. So Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to them, but not in a normal way. He speaks in hints and riddles. He speaks in a roundabout way. He doesn't come forth outright and tell them everything that they did wrong. He preserves their honor. He speaks softly to them for the one purpose, in order to bring the entire Klal Yisrael to tshuva. He wanted that there should be a communal tikkun for the entire Klal Yisrael before they enter Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu did not want that life in Eretz Yisrael, it should be a repeat of the past. He didn't want a continuation of the past errors. He wanted a fresh start. So Rashi says to us right in the beginning, Lefishem divei techochos, because these are words of rebuke. Manakan, and he's going to head and he's going to account Kol HaMakimus, all the places Shechisu Lefnei HaMakim, that they upset Hashem. Lefikach Sosimus HaDvarim, therefore he did not speak forthright and outright. He's Skiram B'Remez, and he mentions everything in a roundabout way, but they Kavoidan Shel Yisrael, in order to preserve the honor of Klal Yisrael. And Rashi's teaching us a tremendous lesson in here, that Moshe taught us for all generations, and that is how we are supposed to give tochocha, how we are supposed to give rebuke. What is our koyach? Our koyach is dibur. Our koyach is the spoken word. And therefore, even when we rebuke, it must be done with a sensitivity. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu did. The Torah says, "Lisisnas achicha bilvavecha." You are not allowed to hate your brother in your heart. Achich techir samisecha. You should rebuke your friend if you see he does something wrong. Lisisol of hate, and make sure that he does not carry a grudge against you. What is the Torah teaching us? That we can't give tochach in a way that is hateful, and we can't give it out of hate. It has to be given in a way that will not make enemies. There cannot be no insulting. There cannot be no putting down. It must be given as the Rambam teaches us, benachas, beloshen raka, always slowly and softly, in order to be able to fulfill the mitzvah properly. And the only way we fulfill the mitzvah properly is if we can cause with our words to help the transgressor, lahagzil lamutav, to return to the proper way. And that cannot happen with anger. And this has to be the intention. To help a person understand where they went wrong. It cannot be done out of frustration. It cannot be done with insults. It has to be done with the intention to raise the person up and not chas v'shalom to put them down. So therefore, we can't just say what we want. We can't just say how we want to say it. And we can't just say when we want to say it. It has to be in the right time. It has to be in the right place. And it has to be done in a way that Chazal have taught us, that divrei chachamim benachas neshmoim, that the words of the wise are listened to when they are expressed softly. When a person screams, it's true that they are heard. But when a person speaks, that's when they are understood. And Moshe Rabbeinu understood that Kedusha comes from speaking. He understood that force does not achieve any permanent results. And therefore, it's true that Moshe let them know their faults. But at the same time, he let them know something more important. And that is that they are very fortunate that despite everything that they did, they are B'nai Yisrael, they are the children of Hashem, and that Hashem could forgive them. And this is how Moshe Rabbeinu led Klal Yisrael to the point where they were able to enter Eretz Yisrael b'simcha, because he said it was the Varm HaYotzim and HaLev. It was the words that came out of his pure heart. And they were able to accept it without any hard feelings. And therefore, these words that were nechnosim el alev, that went into their hearts, they were able to live by that. And they were able to share that with their children. They were able to carry that with them into Eretz Yisrael. And this is a tremendous lesson to all of us. What is the result of Moshe Rabbeinu's words? Moshe Rabbeinu's words have remained with Klal Yisrael to this very day.